Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding a Bikurim Daf Chav Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Chav Gimel with Aleph on top. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Lefi Chvoid HaNichnosim, which means people of Yerushalayim come to greet the ones who brought Bikurim, and it depends on the covet of the Nichnosim. So the Gemara understands, it means, depends, the more Chashar people they come, so more Chashar people come to greet them. Says the Gemara, V'chi Yesh Koton V'Godol B'Yisrael, that's the Yerushalayim of Chaim. Meaning, here a person is doing a mitzvah. We're coming to mechab edoyis a mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference if he's chashav or not. So says the Gemara, elakeinim astitzi bochlusim. If you roi v'nichnosim, ayu yoitzim. Talking about the amount of people that came. The more people that came with the Bikurim, the more people came to greet them. Less people came to greet them from Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah says, kol ba'alu monyos Yerushalayim, ayoimdim, the people that are working, the merchants, the craftsmen that are working in Yerushalayim, they stopped when the people of Bikurim came in. So when we look at that, didn't we learn? Tokum ve'adarta, regarding a zokin, it says you have to get up in front of him. Ve'adarta, give him covet. Makima she'in b'cheser kis, afhidu she'in b'cheser kis. Meaning, the same way when you get up, it doesn't cost you anything. So the whole hidur of being mechabed, a zokin, is only as long as there's no cheser kis. You don't lose money. But if you tell people to stop working, they're losing money. Here's different because it's here, it's basically only once a year, or it's not happening very, very often, so that's why they can stop working. By Azokin, it can be every single day. So if you tell a person to stop working when Azokin passes by, he's got to stop always. He said the following, look how great is the people that do mitzvahs. You don't get up in front of a zaken, but you do get up in front of someone who does a mitzvah. Mashra here, he's coming to say a different answer. He holds that you reasonably get up in front of people doing bikurim because they're doing a mitzvah. You have to mechabit someone who's doing a mitzvah. Continues the word and says, Oma avyoisi baraboin, eilin dekaimin min komi miso. Those that get up in front of a mace, meaning when a levaya passes by, they get up. Loimin come in miso and in kaimin loin. They're not getting up in front of the mace for the cover of the mace. And when they come in alien, they come in lichesed. They're getting up in front of the people. They're going in the levayo who are doing a mitzvah. Similar idea to the bikurim, getting up in front of someone who's doing a mitzvah. At kamar otzoich odom lamud yipnei zokin. How many times, how often a person has to get up in front of a zokin? Shimon bar bo b'shavir chanon pa'amayin b'yoyim. Twice a day, that's who has to get up. When he comes in, when he goes out. Only once a day. Similar, Ken Tanya Shim Belozoimer, Minai Lezokin Shaloya Triach, says, Shim Lozo says, a Zokin should be careful not to cause people to get up in front of him. Tomod Lemer Zokin Vierei Sumilkech on Yashem. Shmuel knows if the person just passed by in order for them to get up in front of him. So that says here, Hazara, a warning. The Zokin, don't take advantage of cause people to get up in front of you. It says he get up twice, once when he comes in and once when he goes out. He should try to time it, he doesn't do it too often, it doesn't cause people to get up. But you do only once a day. So you want the zaken not to come in? He needs to come in. So he comes in, he's doing it only once. And that's actually very appropriate for people to get up in front of the zaken. Should not see old people, a group of old people. For over Kamayun is going to go pass in front of them. Begin the Kumulim and Kamayun, so they get up in front of him. In other words, of course, he can go into be Spanish. That's part of the regular routine of the Zaka, that's fine. But if the Hazar in the Torah is for someone who sees a group of old people standing somewhere else and he goes specifically there in order to get the covet and for them to get up, that's something the Kadosh Baruch Hu is warning him from doing. The same machlokes we have over here regarding a zokin, you get up twice a day or once. They also have a machlokes going shei l'shon. What is that? That a talmid needs to say shei l'shon to his rebbe. So how many times a day do you have to do it? So the same machlokes. One mandarma says you do it twice a day when you come in and you go out. And the other mandarma says you do it only once a day. Rav Chizkiyah, Rav Chanino, Breder Avob, Shor Avdu, Madim Chifo. Lezokin. Arba Amis. For a Zokin, you have to stand when he comes into the four Amis. Over Yashavloi. Once the Zokin passes by, goes out of the Arba Amis, the person can sit. Kohen Gadol Mishu'ehu V'atshu Nichsa Mimenu. Kohen Gadol, one has to stand up from the time he's seeing the Kohen Gadol until he stops seeing it. In other words, Miloy Einov, as much as the eye is able to see. If he gets, it could be a few blocks away. If he sees him coming, he has to get up until he passes by and doesn't see him anymore. Mataimo, what's the source? So it says in the Pasuk that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed by, so everybody stood up until Moshe got into the oil, until Moshe was not seen anymore. So from here you see that the more chashuv a person is, they have to get up and miloy einov as long as they see him. So now the Gemara, by the way, says a drosha on this Pasuk. One says that this fact that Am Yisrael was standing and looking at Moshe Rabbeinu was a shvach, and one says a gnai. One says a shvach, it says it's great to see a tzaddik, have a schus to see the face of a tzaddik. So they got up and were steering Moshe Rabbeinu to get that schus. Look at his thighs, how fat they are. Look at his legs, how fat they are. Meaning, why is he so fat? Because he's taking money from us, because he's being supported by Klal Yisrael. Ochel min Yudoi, he eats from the Jews, shot min Yudoi, drinks from the Jews, kol mi delay min Yudoi, whatever is his, comes from the Jews, which is very fascinating to see how Am Yisrael, even regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, they were able to say such words. Says the Gemara, Oroin, the Oroin HaKodesh, we have the Sefer Torah, Ponim Klapiom, it's facing the people that are davening. Fakoyanim Klapiom, right? The Koyanim do because Koyanim, they also face the Kehilo. Fisroel Pneim Klapi HaKodesh. Am Yisrael davening, they face the Kodesh, they face the Oren. Continues down, the Gemara goes back to the Indian of Azokin, Omar Blozo in a Toiro Oimendis Mipnei Bno. Meaning, if someone's learning Torah, he doesn't have to get up in front of Azokin, because the Torah doesn't get up in front of its son. In other words, someone's learning Torah, he doesn't get up in front of Azokin, who's the son of the Toiro. Continues the word of Chov Gimel with base. Shmuel Omar in Oindim Mipnei Chaver. You don't stand in front of a Chaver, which means a someone who keeps the Torah mitzvahs, but he's not a Mechachim. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idia Avon Yesivin, they're sitting down. Over Shmuel Barbo, the Komuloy Min Kamoy. Shmuel Barbo passed by, and they stood up. Omaloy Tarte Gabrichoy. There's two problems with what you did. Chado Shein Yizokin, I'm not a Zokin, I'm not a Chokim. Chado Shein a Toiro Yimedes Bifneim Ro. And also, you were learning Toiro, you don't stop to learn to get up in front of a Zokin. Omar Rabbi Zeiro of Achom Mafsik Vikayim. Tu Choshosh Kadim Tanoyo. Meaning Rav Acha did stop his learning, get up in front of a Zokin, because it's choshesh to the following brises. The Tani, koisvei svarim tefillin mezuzois, mafsikim lekriya shravim, mafsikim lefillin. So one Tana says that the people that are writing svarim tefillin mezuzois, which are doing a mitzvah, they still have to stop to say kriya shma, but not davening, which is their abono. V'chanayim ben akavi oimer, kesheshe mafsikim lekriya shma, kach mafsikim letfilo, ulitfilin, leshar mitzvotei shalter. He says you do have to stop, not only for Kriyash, also for Tefillah, Tefillin, and other mitzvahs. So you see, you don't have here the rule of Oisig mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So here also, someone's learning Torah, needs to stop to get out in front of a Zokin. Chizkiah b'Rebbe, man dehava loyber writes a kolzorke. Once he learned Torah enough, whatever he needed, Pashmashad means that he learned Torah to the extent that he couldn't learn anymore that day. Hava ozo v'yosel l'kamei b'isfado. He would go and sit in front of the Bismedish. Begin michmei sabin, would see old men, people that are zok askenim, and he would get up in front of them to do their mitzvah. Yehuda bar Achiya ave yolif solik v'shoyel b'shloma de'aviyani chamua me'av Shabbos le'av Shabbos. So Yehuda bar Achiya, he would go into his father-in-law, Rabbi Yannai, every Friday, every Erev Shabbos, to come and ask how he is. Ave yosef le'al lasar, toli. So Rabbi Yannai would sit in a high place, begin michmenei u'mikim le'min kamoy, because he wanted to give cover to his son-in-law. And every time his son-in-law came, he was standing on a high place to see when he came. He saw him coming, he got up in front of him. I'm going to tell Midoy, you look, hey, now for Rabbi, the Zokin Arba Hamas, then you teach us. You don't have to get up in front of a Zokin unless he's within your four Hamas. I'm going to in Yeshiva Lifnei Sinai. That's a regular Zokin. But my son-in-law, Yehuda Bar Achiya, he's Sinai. He's called to Rekulo. By him, you don't sit down, even if he's far away. Chad Zman, one time, Oni Mosik, which means he was delayed. Some have a girsa that says shani, he changed masik. He didn't come. Omar leis efshad yudar bar bri mishani minhogi. Said Rav Yannai, can't be Yehuda, my son, referring to his son-in-law, will change his minhog. Omar leis efshad lo yagiyun yisurim bahu gufa tzadik. Maybe he got sick. It can't be. Can't be there'll be yisurim in this tzadik. Mistabro she'en lenu Yehuda b'Rebbe. It makes sense. He probably passed away, and that's why he didn't come. And the Bible, as Rav Chaim points out, the Bible says that caused Rabbi Yehuda to die that day, to pass away, because of what Rav Yonai said, when a chacham says something, even by mistake, it does happen. When he saw even an old man who was an Amoritz, not a Tamil Chacham, he would get up in front of him. It wasn't for free that he got a Riches Yomim. If he has a Riches Yomim, he has a schus to live a very long life, and then he would get up in front of him. Rechanino used to hit the ones that didn't get up in front of him. So you want to be mevatel a mitzvah deraisa? A mitzvah deraisa says to get up in front of a zaken, so you should get up. Get up in front of a zaken. Be afraid of Hashem. I'm Hashem. What is coming to say? Why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu stood in front of Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu was sick, he came to visit him, and he stood in front of him. So from here you learn you have to stand in front of a zaken, even Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, did it. When the Nasi comes in, number one in the generation is the Nasi, so everybody has to stand up. Nobody can sit until he sits and tells everybody, you can sit down. Av Beis Din Shenichnas, that's another level. Av Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din. Or you see Lois Shuros, you make for him rows. So our guess is, they make a lot of rows, they can choose which row he's going to go into. The gears of the garden is a little different. He says a similar base shur is achas mikan, achas mikan. Make two rolls, one from this side, one from that side. Finichas bitzpinem at shvigel mekoyimoy goes between the rolls until he gets to space. And the main point is that nobody else has to get up except the rolls that he goes into. Chacham shenichas echad oimid veechad yoshev, echad oimid veechad yoshev at shvigel veyoshev loy bimkoyimoy. The chacham goes in, so everyone that he passes by within his four hammers stands up. And as he passes by and exits the four hammas, then a person sits and the next person gets up. So they get up as he walks through. And that's what we know today. So Rameir used to be, he went to Beis Medrash, everybody that saw him used to get up even further away. Then when they heard this price that says that you don't have to get up for so far, only within the four hammas, Bone and Mavid Lake Endi, each wanted to change their minhag and get up only when he goes through, only the next to the person he passes through. Kaas v'nofagle, he got angry and he left. Amar loy, shamati shemalim b'kodesh v'loy b'ridim. You ring from kodesh to make something higher, not lower. So if they're ready to give a bigger covet, you don't take away that covet. Reb Zeiru avon b'ayim m'minte v'loy b'ayim m'kabel loy. They want to make Reb Zeiru in charge, they want to give him a gedula, but he didn't want to take it. Katshama, Ahen Tanyo, Tani, he heard that verse that says, Chacham, Choson, Nasi. These three things, a Chacham, a Choson, and the Nasi, which are the charge in Am Yisrael, Gdula Mechaperes. This Gdula gives Kapara. So then, Kabil Alai Maminise. So he accepted the position because he wanted Kapara. Now the Gemara explains, Chacham, it says, Yipnei Seva, Tokum, Vehadarit, Yipnei Zokim. The pasuk refers to a chacham. Makti batzrei. What says after that? V'chi yagurit chim ger ba'atzachim lo yisoy nu oyisoy. Says right after, speaks about the ger. Ma ger moichalim lo akol avin oyisof. A ger, you have mechila. Ger she is gayer. He corrects everything from the past. Nothing, he doesn't carry any baggage from the past. Av chacham she nismano moichim lo akol avin oyisof. So a chacham is exactly like a ger, that his past is mochol. Chason, how do you know about a chason? It says in the pasuk, v'yelech eisof el yishmoel. So Esav went and married the daughter of Yishmael. So why do you call her Maklas? We know the name is different. Here you see that a chosron gets married, he has a mechil of all the avirus. Nosi, because it says by Nosi, by a king, by one in charge, when Shaul became king, it says he was 1 year when he was king. It means 1 year passed, but it's used the lashon ben shana that he's 1 year old. He was 1 year old. He had mechilas avinus like a 1 year old baby, and that's the source that someone who becomes in charge gets a position. He has mechilas avinus, and that was the reason that Zeira accepted the position. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Bikurim Daf Chof Gimel.